Exercise 6, page 145.
In the first photo, we can see some people in a natural history museum walking round viewing prehistoric exhibits. The second photo shows us another group of people in a science museum, wandering along an aisle next to some glass display cases. The photos are similar in that they both show interiors of museums with visitors in big exhibition halls. Another thing they have in common is that it is probably fairly warm in there, judging by the clothes people are wearing. These are both educational opportunities to learn about the past. The main difference, of course, is the exhibits themselves. Photo number one shows the colossal skeleton of a dinosaur with its enormous ribcage and huge jaws. Photo number two, on the other hand, shows us a more technologically based exhibition, a vintage car, some other old models and an old warplane. I think it is suspended from the ceiling. Also, there is some contrast in the visitors. In the first picture, they seem to be more actively engaged in what they are seeing. Someone in the foreground is taking a photo of the dinosaur, and there is a small group in red uniforms in the background who appear to be studying the skeleton. In the second picture, we get the impression that people are just passing through, maybe to see some interactive exhibits further on. I think that young children would find the museum in photo one more interesting. I say this because I believe dinosaurs appeal to kids' imaginations in a way that old cars and trains wouldn't. Dinosaurs, for kids, are both scary and fun.